Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Barb Chase, and she is secretary for the Friends of the Library. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
Barb, it's kind of the twice a year book sale at the Atlantic Library, an exciting time as far as I'm concerned.
Right. We always look forward to getting the books out and seeing what the variety is that we have to offer, and it's always surprising the diversity of books that we get.
It is amazing, I
think. We have quite a few readers in Atlantic that read a wide variety of things, and so when they bring in their donations, we have a wide variety to offer back.
That's right. And, you know, that's one of the things that I really like, too, because I go and spend my quarter, 50 cents, whatever, take them home, read them, and take them back. And, you know, I need to get rid of things at my house instead of stacking this up. So it's a great opportunity. Let's right now tell people when the sale is.
Well, this year we're doing some different times than we've done before. We're trying to offer one evening sale because we haven't done that in the past. So Wednesday night, this Wednesday, November 5th, the sale will start at 5 and go to until 8 o'clock, which is the library's regular hours. And then on Thursday and Friday, it'll be from 9:30 to 6 during the day. So hopefully that Wednesday evening will give some people who don't get off work until 5 o'clock a little time to come in and browse, a little more time than they have from 5 to 6 on the other nights.
And when you say browse, it's for most of us, it isn't just walk in and 5 minutes later we're out. Like sometimes you could, if you're just going to the library, know what you want, because you got to look around.
Right. There's tables and tables and tables of books, and we try to organize them the best we can, but you know, in a limited amount of time that we have to set the sale up, we pretty much, you know, put them in alphabetical order, and that's about the hardbacks anyway, and that's about as good as we can get. So it does take a little time.
But you do have a fairly large section of children's books.
Yes, yes, and we always can use more of those as far as donations go. So if you're thinking of donating any books, we're still taking books at the library through Tuesday. So you can drop them off at the library.
And we keep mentioning books, but magazines. You know, it's just been a couple of years ago I realized people love to buy magazines.
Yes, and I'm not sure exactly where the magazines are located right now as far as the donations, but I know some of the ladies were going to do some bundling of magazines today and tomorrow. And we bundle them in a packet, and you buy it for, I don't know what the price is, 50 cents or something, for a whole year's subscription of either you know, craft magazines, cooking magazines. We try to bundle them by category, and they're a real popular item.
They are. And, of course, some of those that don't really go out of date. You know, if you're looking at fashion or something, maybe you don't look at history of fashion. But if it's a craft book, a recipe.
Right. Well, those, you know, those are pretty timeless.
You bet. So great way to get some magazines. And then you can bring them back if you want to. And another section that I know that usually you have are the more religious books. Some of them fiction, some of them not fiction. But
last spring we had a whole table, and there was a whole series of these types of books that someone had donated. So there's just all types of books. And yes, we do kind of categorize, pull out the biographies in one section, or historical books, nonfiction, religious books. And then the last year, too, last spring, we were able to categorize the children's books into like a youth section as well as just the very young children's books. So it's something to come and see.
You bet.
Know, whatever you're looking for, I think we can handle
probably
it.
Probably something there for you, yes. And on the children's books, I know I remember seeing a grandma there who is just picking up lots of those children's books. You know, they come to visit your house, and here's some new books, and the
kids
get really excited.
Exactly, and good for Christmas presents, too, because, you know, you can, even though they might be slightly used, you know, they're still, you know, get those kids reading and get them interested and can have a inexpensive Christmas gift with a big bang to it, with we have several books there.
Now, you mentioned this is spring and fall twice a year. And, of course, I think in addition to being a service to people, it is a fundraiser for things that go on at the library. And to me, it raises an amazing amount of money.
Yes. Last year, we donated, $3,650 to the library from our two book sales, and still had a little bit of money left over from that we kind of hold back and for any special event that might come up.
Mm-hmm.
So, every book sale, we do well on them, and the money is used for things that the library doesn't have funds for, you know, those extra things that aren't in their budget. And I know one year one of the gals said they just took their entire amount from the book sales and gave it to the children's department so that Julie Tepke's could use it for, you know, anything she wanted in her department.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
those extra things. And this year she used some of that money too for prizes for the summer programs that the kids use. And so it's things that the library doesn't have the funds for and needs.
So it's win-win. We get these books that we don't pay very much for, I think quarter, 50 cents kind of thing, and we help others at the same time. I think that, you know, it's just that win-win.
Right. It's just kind of a circular thing because we give, you know, the library actually gives us books that they have pulled off the shelves. You know, there are some discontinued books, and then we give back to them so they can buy something new. So
very good. One of those good circles. Now, we mentioned the time that the book sale is going on, and you mentioned if somebody wants to bring books or magazines, they should do that today and tomorrow. But then if somebody would like to kind of get in on this and see what's going on, they could help volunteer to put the books together. And when is that happening?
It's happening Wednesday. Usually it takes us a day or two to set up the sale, but because of election on Tuesday, they're using the room that we usually use for our book sale. So we are setting up Wednesday from 9 to 5, and sure, if somebody can come and help us out, that would be wonderful.
And we maybe should mention, too, okay, on Saturday then, and one of the reasons the sale isn't on Saturday, it's kind of nice to change things up, but there are always books left over, and so those all have to be bundled up.
Right, yeah. Saturday morning we'll be packing up the books that we don't sell. And another nice feature that happened last spring was that the Lewis Library had requested that if we had any children's books left over, that their children's department was pretty sparse and they could use books. So we donated books to the Lewis Library, okay. So we could help them out too.
Yeah. So they just keep getting passed on. And I guess when I'm mentioning that people can bring books through Tuesday, there are a couple kinds of books that probably you need to find another way to get rid of.
Right. Encyclopedias don't sell anymore. We don't take those, and we don't take any textbooks. Really outdated textbooks, just, you know, they're not worthwhile anymore, so we don't sell those. So those are pretty much the two items that we stay
very
away
good.
From.
Barb, what's a first memory of the library for you when you were growing up?
Well, we were talking about this a little earlier, and I grew up in Sioux City, and it was a long walk to the library, but it was an old building this old stone building that looked kind of like a castle to me. And it was kind of this musty smell inside and cool in the summers. That's when I would go up there and pick out books to read during the day and hike back home and sit down in Dad's chair. And that was a wonderful time, especially once we got air conditioning and I was willing to stay inside with a good book. So.
It's a wonderful adventure. I hope many people have great memories. I certainly have vivid memories of going to my little hometown library with lots of good memories. So, Barb, remind us again when the used book sale is coming right up.
Okay, so it starts Wednesday night, 5 to 8. Thursday, November 6th, 9:30 to 6, and Friday, November 7th, 9:30 to 6 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much, Barb Chase.
Okay.
And we didn't take time to talk about Friends of the Library, but that's something else that you can do when you come, is to become a member of Friends of the Library. So thanks again, Barb, for coming to visit with us. And until next time, here's a thought. A room without books is like a body without a soul.